हमारे साथ हैं मल्टीकल्चरल मिनिस्टर विक्टोरिया के रॉबिन स्कॉट साहब. उन्हीं से पूछते हैं कि आखिर मल्टीकल्चरलिज्म में जॉब और एंगेजमेंट का मतलब क्या है. वेलकम टू एसपीएस रेडियो मिस्टर मिनिस्टर. What is your government doing in terms of jobs and engagement or employment, if I can say, of multicultural population of Victoria?
Okay, there's two things. Firstly, we're looking at the Recruit Smarter process, where we're trialling and working with business as well about de-identifying job applications and giving training to people to deal with cultural bias. The evidence is quite strong that depending on your name, if you have a name from non-English-speaking background, there's strong evidence people literally have to send out more applications in order to receive interviews, which indicates there's some biases in the society. I think most of the evidence is that's often unconscious, and there's steps that can be taken to give people a fairer process. So we're working in government with private sector partners to try and evaluate that, hopefully to spread best practice so we can start to reduce, and hopefully over time reduce to almost nothing, those cultural biases, which I know are real in people's lives. We're also looking at, through Jobs Victoria, having funded programs to assist job seekers, and part of that funding will particularly be focused on people from multicultural backgrounds who struggle sometimes to find employment. There's evidence that some communities there are higher levels of unemployment than the general community, and we want to do what we can to help to make sure people can engage, and that's a direct subsidy for employment in that case. But in terms of this issue, I think it's critical to look at multiculturalism and say everyone should fairly participate in the society, everyone should have a chance to be employed and economically engaged with the society, and we'll take steps, what we can as a government, to look at a broader remit for multicultural affairs to look how we can help that process.
When I see the Recruit Smarter proposition, it looks really nice, but reaching it to the ground level, that is a problem somehow between people and government and intentions. How do you resolve that?
Well, we're looking at what we do in government. We're also partnering up with some of the large companies, so looking at people like Westpac, looking at people like the Australian Industry Group, looking at Australia Post and other large employers, and they're interested in working this. So it's not only just government having a program, but we'll reach out to broader community, to some of the large employers in the community, so that they can participate. They will look to what they can do to reduce unconscious bias, so everyone has a fair opportunity for employment.
And I think when I see the numbers, the willingness to work, if I can talk about Indian Australians, engagement level is 70%, more than Australian-born people. However, the employment rate or unemployment rate is much, much higher.
Well, I think this goes to the issue that the exactly why we have these programs. You've got the Indian community we're talking about. You've got people who are coming to a new country. They want to make their place in the society. They want to achieve. By the nature of who migrates, they're self-selectingly people with ambition, with drive, with a desire to make a new life for themselves. And I think we need to make sure that they're treated fairly in employment practice, and that goes to Recruit Smarter. And where there are problems, there are programs that reach out to help them. So I'm aware of those issues that you've raised. I think it's really important that we address them, and I think it's a next step as giving life to what multiculturalism promises, which is an opportunity in a new society to be yourself, to live in peace, in diversity, and to have a chance to succeed.
Last question I want to ask here. There is a lack of understanding that how to participate in the multicultural programs of the government or at a large, which the society offers. How do we tackle that those issues?
Well, part of it is communication, and we're talking here on a Hindi program on SBS, so that's exactly the sort of place. We need to reach out, find ways we're communicating with people, often in their own language. You know, people come here, particularly as they age a little bit, people revert to their original mother tongue. So we need to be, as a government, and I'm committed to it personally, ensuring we reach out, particularly with those media who service people in another language, who reach outside the mainstream and give that such good service to the community.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.